Scott Cohen brought to you by Pride Stores with 30 locations in Western Mass and Northern Connecticut, locally owned and operated. Pride Stores are the area's best kept secret, just like Scott Cohen himself.
Yes.
Yes.
Good to see you.
Good to see you guys too.
I'm enjoying a Pride muffin right
now. Yeah, I was going to say, you got your Pride muffin?
Yes, I was able to find that secret on the corner of Meadow Street.
Well, they only got 30 locations.
Yeah, some secret.
We were just talking a little bit about...
Yeah, you could... I don't mean to interrupt, but is this like welcome to Rock 102 morning sports talk?
Oh, yeah. No, we're definitely... that's definitely what you're getting with us today.
Jeez.
So the Patriots win, and the way it works now, they've got... In order for them to get home field advantage, it really depends on...
A lot of things.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
But not... It's not all that difficult to figure out.
It's not.
It really depends on what the Oakland Raiders wind up doing.
It's not difficult to figure out for some.
Yeah. And I still find it all difficult.
And the Patriots could still lose a game and get home field advantage.
Yeah, they can.
But it all hinges on what the Raiders do.
Yes. And actually, it really all hinges on what the Patriots do. Because if they can beat the Jets at home next Sunday, and then they go on the road Saturday, and then beat Miami in the last game of the season on the road, it doesn't matter what anybody else does.
Okay, see, now that's the easiest scenario for me to follow.
And then,
if they lose
buddy, what
a
is
game,
this, higher the handicapped around here?
Well, yeah, no, because there's all these different lines being, this is like one of those new slot machines where they got these lines driven all over the place.
Patriots have to do, if they win their next two games,
they lose one,
and that's fine too. Then it depends on what Oakland does.
And what if they lose both?
Oakland would have to lose both.
Well, actually, if the Patriots lose both games and Oakland loses both, if Oakland and New England, the only real caveat, John, is if Oakland and New England finish with the same record, Oakland gets home field advantage.
Okay.
Because they win the first tiebreaker.
All right. Do they have the same record right now?
No, they don't. New England has a one-game record better.
Now, the Chiefs, which have also a great record.
The Chiefs.
Under no circumstances can they get home field advantage because the tiebreaker favor them at all.
Right.
So it really is about what Oakland does and what the Patriots do. But I can't possibly imagine a scenario in which the Patriots lose both of those games.
No, they're not going to lose both those games.
They're not going to lose either one of those games.
I don't think they're going to lose either one of the games. I mean, let's be honest.
Miami's a better team, but
Miami's 9-5. Well, they won two in a row. The Jets stink. I think it all hinges on the Jet game. If they win that game, then all of a sudden we're in good shape. So
I would say throw the last two games for the Patriots.
Oh God,
Sit Brady.
Yeah, because things always that's going to work out well.
Well, I mean, what's the need for taking a chance of a guy getting hurt?
Well, you're the one that is losing all the sleep and having a conniption because they got to play at home or.
I don't really care anymore because I'm not going.
Which is the perfect, if you're not going, what difference is it?
How does the world look from the opposite side of the bandwagon?
Yeah. I never look on that side.
All right. So listen, here's the thing. You can just kind of run it down a little bit.
I have
for
a window
you,
seat.
Give you a scouting report.
Yeah.
The Patriots are by far the best team in the AFC.
In the NFL.
Well, that could be up for debate. Dallas looks pretty good too, but they're the best team in the AFC. I mean, Oakland's good, but I don't know. I'm not they don't scare me, and especially if New England gets the chance to play them at home, that's a totally different deal. I mean, Kansas City no, Denver no, the Dolphins no, the AFC South is just brutal. The Texans and Houston and Tennessee, no. So, I mean, they just got to go and take care of business and do their thing, and they'll be fine.
You see, though, that they didn't show it on TV last night or yesterday, but LeGarrette Blount, after that rushing touchdown he got, then jumped into the tuba of one of the band members
they'd have to pull him out with a nautical winch.
Jump into the tuba.
So we were just watching the video, and I just did it in my view from the couch. Ezekiel Elliott from the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. All right, first of all, he breaks Tony Dorsett's rookie record, 13 rushing touchdowns. It's an amazing achievement for a young guy.
No question
about it. And it would have been just as amazing if he handed the ball to the official, waved the crowd, and walked off while they got to the extra point.
Sure. But
he jumps into this oversized Salvation Army bucket.
Sure.
And gets called the unsportsmanlike conduct, and they assess it on after the kick. And, you know, I'm sorry. I understand being swept up in the moment.
Uh-uh.
You, what?
I don't think that was a spontaneous thing. There's no way that was spontaneous.
Why don't you think it was spontaneous?
Because what if he had scored that touchdown? That bucket was probably only at that end of the field. What if he had scored that touchdown in the other quarter when he would have been running in the other direction? My guess is, and it might have only been planned, you know, two plays beforehand. I'm not saying it was planned before the game, but at some point he might have said it in that huddle just then. Guys, if I get this on the rushing touchdown, I'm jumping into that kettle
over
there.
Well, but it doesn't matter when he decided to do it. He shouldn't have done it.
No, he definitely shouldn't have done
it. It's idiotic.
But I just wonder, I just don't think that was, that's the thing. You would think that maybe somebody else would go, you know what, Ezekiel, why don't you not do that?
He didn't tell anybody he was going to do that. He just, he saw the kettle and he jumped into it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I mean, there was one player who ran up and made it seem as though he's the one who discovered Ezekiel, which made it look like that player was in on it too. Hmm. So maybe there was just a slight amount of advance notice. But yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, it's ridiculous. But, you know, George Stephanopoulos, who's one of the stupidest people I think I've ever heard on morning television.
Wow, Jesus.
Yeah, I don't like the guy.
All right.
He says, well, how is that any different than the players jumping into the stands at Lambeau?
It's not any different. Wait. Can the junior senator from the great state of Massachusetts have the floor, please?
I recognize my good friend.
Yield your time
Scott
to
Cohen.
Me.
Junior
yes, I yield my time to you.
To have taken the floor.
It's not exactly like jumping in the stands. That's a tried and true tradition. Everybody does it, but it's the same. It's the same reason why. You know, when a receiver or any running back gets into the end zone, they do the kabuki dance, and he got swept. He's a kid. He got swept up in the moment. He jumped in the can.
Actually, LeGarrette Blount does do a cool thing where he runs up to the Minutemen and drops to one knee, and then they take a picture.
Well, that's the same thing.
Well, it's not the same as jumping in.
Come on, the guy's
Salvation
just trying
Army.
To have a little fun.
The pond was full of crippled children.
You know, when the great Walter Payton would score a touchdown, rushing touchdown,
what'd he do?
He'd drop the ball, he'd walk away,
that's right,
and go to the sidelines.
Don't just
and you know what? Who didn't love a Walter Payton?
Act like you've been there before.
And when Aaron Hernandez did it, he would turn and give the ball to the referee, go to the locker room, get changed, go to a bar and shoot a guy.
Kill someone.
Drop his bubblicious in the back seat.
That is horrible. That's horrible. Hey, Baxi, you missed the party Saturday night.
Yeah, I was at my sister's house celebrating the birthdays of my nephew and my daughter. So, they're very close.
Sure. The family, doing the family
thing. It was a whole family thing, so I'm very sorry I missed your party.
Did you have a good time, John?
It was, I'm not a big fan of house parties.
Sure.
And you know why?
Ooh, house party.
You know why?
Play house party.
No question.
I look at it from the standpoint of the host. Honest to God. What I'll say to myself is, why would I want this many people
in my house
collectively, let alone on the same night, the night of a snowstorm where they're all traipsing their dirty crap feet in?
Yeah.
And then the amount of work. I mean, there wasn't a place you could turn or look or see that there wasn't at least four different things of food in front of you, no matter what room you were in. The amount of preparation that must have gone into that, and then the decorating. Myself and my date both said, can you imagine how much time this must have taken to decorate? And then you go, oh, just a weekend. I go, a weekend with no sleep.
He was pretty hung up on the time that it would take.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay, but you see, this is a Cohen Christmas tradition. You know, you've been doing this party for years.
We figured this is, I think
really?
We...
Really? Because I've only been invited for two.
Well, what does that tell you?
Yeah, and because for the last 25 years, you've held nothing but a grudge against
the guy.
Because,
once again, you're buttering up. So, hey, let's invite him to the party. Maybe he'll be killed in a car crash. It'll happen a lot faster.
Oh my God, that's just terrible. But this
is a holiday tradition that you and your wife enjoy throwing every year.
I think it's 24 years we've been doing this.
Oh God. Now, were there any notables who were there? I know you.
Yes,
know quite,
there was
quite
Satan.
A few
Satan
mucky was there.
Satan was there.
Satan was there.
Satan.
Yeah.
Well, another tradition in the house is we've got a grandfather clock in the foyer. And there's a little thing, you know, that spells Santa. It's like a little and
or
so
block
little blocks
thing.
By make
block
Santa.
Thing.
Well, of course, you can change it around. And one of the traditions is before the party starts, we change Santa to Satan.
And
we see how long it takes. So John noticed that right away.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Of course he does.
Of course he.
It's my guy.
Yeah, that's right.
But plenty of food, right?
Oh, there's more than enough food. Yeah. I mean, a stupid amount of food.
Yeah. But he was right. The friggin' floors. It was just a disaster. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what you should call? You should call Zero Risk.
Zero Risk.
You know, they're a powered water system.
They are. I'm getting to myself, I'm just going to talk right over that. I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot of people who prefer you just take your shoes off when you get to a house.
Sure.
But when you're going to have that many people in your house, that's kind of, then where are you going to put all the shoes?
And the women don't want to take the high heels off. They planned all day to wear
them. Yeah, their shoes are for show anyway.
For show.
Yeah,
it's all
for
show.
They broke a leg walking in the snow in those heels
just to get to the house.
So obviously they're not going to take their shoes off.
I don't like being in someone's house where they demand they take my shoes off. I don't like that.
That's why I won't go to the mosque anymore.
That's what I say. You don't go to Asian people or the mosque or anything like that. I'm not taking my shoes off for anybody.
That's why I quit Islam.
Well, they've never invited me. That would be...
right. That's another reason, too.
But it was... how long did it go on for? Because we left kind of early. We'd had enough very quickly.
Oh, no. Yeah, you stayed just the right amount of time. I think it probably went on until about midnight.
Midnight?
Yeah, what?
Oh, my God. God.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Was that when the drunkest people finally
left? No, there wasn't a lot of drunk people.
There wasn't a lot of drunk people. There was enough food to last a midnight?
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, I did a pretty good job polishing off a tray full of M&Ms.
You did, buddy. You wanted to make sure you got your fix before you walked out.
That was just it. I mean, it was like, do I want salt or chocolate? I mean, because, you know, over here you got all these nuts. Over here you got M&Ms and peanut butter cups. And then there was food, real food.
It was real food.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry I missed it.
I'm sorry you missed it too, Bax.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm all about spreading good cheer, Scott.
Of course you are.
Because that's what I do.
You're all about that.
You know me. You see me in those situations.
You're all about that.
I didn't even know I was in a foyer.
You were in a foyer.
I thought there was a hall.
No, it was a foyer, man. A hall is so small. The foyer, I actually kind of move around a little bit.
Yeah, the foyer is when you can congregate with people as you enter into the house.
You can congregate in the foyer.
It's funny because we had been at a party a few weeks before that.
Did you bitch about that one too?
Well, you're well aware of what happened there. We went to this house that was basically just a vertical tube.
Oh, right.
And the ability to find a place to congregate in parties larger than one and a half.
We were relegated to the laundry room.
Yeah, we were relegated to the laundry room. So I said to Scott when I got to the party, because we were first, and I said, hey, you know that couple whose house we were at a couple of weeks ago? Make sure you put them in the basement.
They came, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Bax, so you're missing all the parties.
Listen, if the family party had been another weekend or another day, you know I would have been there.
Every weekend around Christmas has something planned.
Are you coming to the Florida? Are you going to be around Friday?
That I am going to be at.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Are you coming to that?
I'll be in Florida.
Oh, shoot. That's right.
Yep.
So then we'll actually have fun.
Maybe you and I can spend some quality time
that's
together.
Terrific.
There you go.
See, I've been to your fort gathering a couple of times.
Yep.
Always had fun.
Mm-hmm.
Would there be a series of mucky mucks there? Or
we usually try to make it like, and actually present company included in this description. Usually everybody from the Queen of England to the scum of the earth shows up.
That was the house the other night.
That's right.
You're right.
So no, we try to mix that up pretty well.
That's good. I've always had fun there.
We'll have a good time.
When do you start taking down all those Christmas decorations?
The day after New Year's.
Ah, okay. Yeah. And is that all down in the day? Well, it's probably a lot faster to take it down.
It is easier to take it down. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's less cheer involved. No one likes taking the stuff down.
No,
it's like,
you know,
oh man,
it's actually
take it down.
And you what you were kind of talking about and because there's so much stuff, and when you start taking it out, I take a page out of the John O'Brien handbook. I'm taking the stuff out, all the crates, right? And I'm like, oh, Christ, in 3 weeks, I'm going to have to put all this crap back, too. So.
Yeah, and Christ is the reason. But
I actually try to keep Jesus out of the season, to be honest with you.
It's all about him.
He does only kind of...
A family named Cohen having a problem with Jesus?
Muddy's
well,
the
we wall. Had this conversation, though. He doesn't have the H.
No H.
I got
yeah.
I've got the Velcro H.
It just pulls out.
Yeah, the way he switches, you know, Santa to Satan the same way he does with Cohen.
It's convenience, man. If I need to be the H, it goes in. If I don't, it goes out.
Where do all those boxes of decorations go?
There's a closet in the basement.
Is that where that couple was?
Yeah, in a crate in the room. Yes.
Yeah. I would imagine you'd have to have like a storage. You'd have to have one of them pods out on your front lawn. Those big metal pods to put your Christmas
decorations. You know, when you've been together with the same person for all these years, what are you pointing at?
Remember what I told you about? We'll see if he has the same reaction. I'm in Home Depot on Friday. I mean, I don't do Christmas trees. I don't care about Christmas trees.
Buddy, is this going to be a long story?
It's
longer. It's a John O'Brien story.
It's longer if you interrupt it.
All right.
That's for sure.
Fine. Go ahead. Tell the story.
It's a fake Christmas tree that has a cord on it with a remote. Not so much a remote. But you could adjust the height and the width of the tree. I thought that was ingenious.
And what are they nailing you for that one?
I didn't even see the price on it. But it was like, you know, you can, what's the word I'm looking for?
Adjust.
You can customize it to wherever it is you're going.
Customize it. Look at you.
Yeah. See, that's why my stories are longer, because you point out little things like customize.
So you could, how high does it get?
Oh, 17 feet?
Really?
No, I don't know how high it goes.
Are you thinking about getting one?
No, because, no, first of all, I'm never home on Christmas. Secondly, I'm not going to put up a tree for one. Thirdly, I don't, you know, you'd have to decorate it. You still have to decorate it.
Sure, and you got no time for that.
No.
And again, you're not filled with joy.
Oh, God, I hate joy.
Oh, joy's pretty hot, buddy.
Well, if she's that good looking, then maybe I might.
Hey, I just saw the Ezekiel Elliott thing.
Yeah.
He planned he planned that out.
Of course he did.
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah, he planned it out.
He had to get all the crippled children out of the barrel first.
Well, you know what's going to happen now is everybody's going to, the Salvation Army is going to be on the front page of every talk show, every TV thing today, and the donations are going to go up, and it's going to be a home run.
So, congratulations, Ezekiel.
Nicely done.
For helping the Salvation Army.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
All right, good seeing you. Merry Christmas. I'll see you at the fort.
Yeah, I'll see you guys. You at the fort. You enjoy Florida. We're not going to see each other for a while. No.
Damn.
No. Yeah, we're off for the. I'm off for the holidays. So you
well,
guys
we all
are.
Are.
We all are, yeah.
And Hanukkah, too, right? Jumping on that one as well?
Don't confuse things.
Scott Cohen brought to you by Pride Stores. Good to see you.
You guys, too. Have a great week.
We're Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102.